I'd like to call the Candia Board of Selectmen meeting to order for December 13th, 2021. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, so can we get a roll call?
Russ Dan.
Susan Young.
Boy Chimes.
Pat Moran. And start with the approval minutes from November 22nd.
I move to accept the November 22nd meeting minutes as published.
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
None here.
All right. Get a vote on that.
Yes.
Susan Young, yes.
Yeah, Boyd Chivers, yes. And
Pat Moran, yes. All right. Go on to the department reports. We'll start with Highway.
All right. So for the month of November, we did shim and overlay on Brown Road, Murray Hill, and then we completed shoulder gravel for both those spots that we shim and overlaid. Spread gravel on Tower Hill and the Podunk side of Courier Road in order to fix some spots that were washing out, and also hopefully to cut down on, you know, mud and potholes in the springtime. Intersection sweeping, we've had so much rain that, you know, everything has been getting sand on it like crazy. So, and then did quite a bit of patching in November. It was a pretty wet month, so a lot of it came out, but I think the last time we got patch, Pike, I think, changed their formula a little bit, and the last patch that I put in actually seems to be sticking pretty well. So I'm going to try and get some more of that before they run out, and then we'll just keep using that. And then we did one spreader run in November.
The patch, was that for cold patching?
Cold patch, okay. Yeah. And other than that, just questions.
A question, did you, both Brian and I talked about Chester Turnpike at the where Hooks it.
Yeah.
Did you talk to them to get it done?
I just did it.
Oh, no, we don't
yeah,
know.
I figured
we know nothing. Okay.
Might as well just do it.
Yeah. No, fine.
This is easy.
Yeah. It's honestly easier that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Anybody else?
Hey, have they started that excavation at the town pit yet?
Not yet.
Remember, so we want to do that this
just
year.
Like everybody else, are kind of behind, so I just...
Okay, because we want to pay for that this year.
I know.
Okay.
Yep.
Can't you encumber it?
Yeah.
I guess we could, but the ground would be frozen.
Well, what?
Yeah.
Well, for them, it doesn't really matter. I mean, they have some pretty big equipment.
Yeah, they were just...
Frost
reparate.
Is not,
yeah, all right.
It's
okay.
Not really an issue.
Okay. Well, we'll try to do it.
Yeah. I mean, we'll definitely do that, or I plan to kind of encumber it like we were talking.
Sure. We'll sign a contract for them.
Yeah, and there's the other thing that I was looking at encumbering is the rest of the asphalt budget, because obviously we didn't get to use all of it because of scheduling issues.
Okay. That'll require a contract
yeah.
for delivery
and
next
I,
year.
I do plan on doing that with
okay.
them as well.
That's fine.
Did you ask him to put that at the end? Because Dean said he'll come over.
Okay, yeah.
If that, you can wait till the end.
But I was going to do it under when we got to the fire department.
He said he's coming over after this meeting.
Oh, I see.
He said if
okay.
he, if
I'll just
Patrick can wait.
Sure.
Sorry.
Do we want to wait on the fire department report?
No, yeah. He can give the report.
We'll
I
do
think.
The report, but
yeah.
we'll talk. He wants to talk about the ambulance purchase.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Go on to the police department.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Skip right to it. An activity that's happening this month, maybe some of it last month, the scams are hitting town as far as people getting emails, phone calls. Some of the people in town fell victim to a phone call saying, hey, your packages haven't been here. Panic sets in because Christmas is 2 weeks away. Go down to the store, take some money out, get the Amazon gift cards. A couple thousand dollars gone. That was one instance. Another person was a little bit older. Got an email. Of course, there's a phone number. contacted the guy, foreign accent, believed the situation, started to access his personal bank account, started to drive to the drugstore to take money out because he believed this was a situation that was true. So two things within 2 weeks. He turned around once he got over to Hooksett and said, wait a minute, is something going on here? And then called us. He said, yeah, don't send a penny, don't get gift cards, cease communications and whatnot. The other person was not fortunate and lost a few $1,000. And you can't trace them once you give them the card, that number on the back of the card, whether it's Google gift card or whatever, Amazon card on the phone, and that caller redeems it, money's gone. Mm-hmm. And good luck trying to work with, you know, corporate, try to, you know, if you're the victim, and maybe they'll help you, maybe they won't, but we can't trace it.
And, can you put it on Facebook? I mean, on the community page.
I just read one of the reports this morning, so I'm going to put it back out there. We do try to update the town with scams and get it out there. The officers have been good with the Facebook, and Beth Chalbeck's helped us out with her Facebook page, getting the info out, because I know she has like 3,000 plus
she's probably has
members, with a lot more followers, I mean, than us. But we've had the increase in some juvenile situations, with a couple of them pending in juvenile court. It escalated to the point where it was repeat behavior and whatnot in the school, and DCYF involved, and juvenile probation officers. So it seems like for a while we didn't have any of that going on, but we got hit the past several weeks with that. And we try to work them out. For instance, we did have one, I think I mentioned the last one, where the school was very happy, and I was proud of my guys for some teamwork next door where they solved the case where the guy did the damage on the fields.
Oh, they did?
The restitution's been paid. Jeff was involved. There's already been an invoice. It's going to be done in the spring. And the school was very satisfied with how we resolved it. The families were happy with it. We're not taking those kids to court. Under the law, we can do diversion, so we got restitution and whatnot for that. So, got a couple other things to talk about, I guess. Quick thing, just mentioned about the fuel. We've been getting fuel at the Irving station. It's been convenient. The officers don't have to drive out of town. I got a phone call from Craig, one of the owners. They've been writing us a check for the difference between the state rate and whatnot, and they said they can't write the check anymore. They've been paying the town the difference between what we can get if we went to the state of New Hampshire. So Joe, the other owner, is on vacation, and Craig referred me to him. I'd like to keep it in town here instead of driving 3 miles out of town. I don't think that's a good mix. We, you know, get something going on at anyone's house or whatever, and we're over in Manchester by exit one. But I don't know what the price is going to go up. It will be going up, and he's going to honor the a few purchases for the time being until we get it resolved. So I have not talked to anybody else yet as far as there's any other options.
Who's not letting him do that anymore? The state, or
they're losing money themselves?
Well, we knew that right along. They're just very community oriented.
Well, they do a lot for the community, so that's another thing too. We like to keep the business in town.
But who's saying they can't write that check, or he's choosing not to do that anymore? Why is that?
They lose the money because they're paying. They got overhead. They're in. They've got a lot of insurance. They got a lot of cost. So it doesn't make sense. Just because, you know, KDPD are the nice guys, and we'll write a check for $200 back to the town of Candia.
What was that check based on? I mean, why would they rebate $200? Is it the state tax on that fuel?
No, they don't tax.
They don't tax it at exit one at the state pump.
Right.
But they got to pay it at the Irving.
Correct.
All right, so why would they, how can they rebate us anything?
Because they're getting it at a certain rate.
They're not getting Irving's it at $1.95.
We're getting it at cost.
Yeah, and so they're
getting it at $1.95. That's what the state rate is, I just heard.
Okay, so I get it.
Making up the difference.
I don't know if they're getting it for two.
They're selling it back to us at their cost.
You know?
Yeah. All right. I get it.
That's still in the works, and he's not back until Saturday coming up. So I'll talk to him Monday and try to see what we can figure out and come back to the board.
Okay.
I want to talk about body cameras, but maybe I'll wait till we get some other reports. How do you guys feel about that?
If you want to keep going with what you got, might as well.
Okay. You've heard me say it several times that I think we need, we do need body cameras. I have money in my budget. I have a local vendor, a sales guy. Go ahead.
Do you have money in your 2022 budget?
To cover that cost of 23, I don't have it.
Right.
But plus 1560.
That would come out of what you have left over from this year? Yes. Or this is going to be factored into next year?
No, this would be coming out of this year's budget.
I see. Is there a line for that, Mike?
Well, police equipment. I think I got about $8,000 left in there. I'm thinking, we already had three times we could have used it. We've had an allegation or a complaint, whatever you want to call it, against a couple officers right here in town in the past couple months. And a neighboring agency, all the neighboring agencies have body cameras. And one of their officers was on scene with one of the Candier officers, and this person made a complaint, concern, whatever you want to call it. So I went over to Auburn PD, looked at the footage, totally unfounded, vindicated our officer and the other officer of some nonsense that this guy was, he was drunk and disorderly over there that he was alleging. And I said, you know, that it just sold me seeing that. Before, I used to be against them. But liability is the big thing here.
That's right.
It protects the officers. Right now, there's no union. There's no protection.
Right.
So these guys are out there, and someone makes up an allegation. There's no protection. And then we have to do an internal affairs investigation, call an outside agency. Cameras reduce complaints. Also good for documenting scenes. We had DCYF call us, said, hey, we need you to go down and check the welfare of a minor last month. So Officer McPherson, I believe it was him, went down with another agency, made sure they had the body camera on. They could see the inside of the house, record the conversations, because there was a young girl there. It doesn't really matter who's in the house. Mm-hmm. You have documentation, what transpired. So they're very useful in that regard. Plus, just doing police reports and stuff, you can't rely off your memory. Mm-hmm. You can the officers will have the ability to look at their own footage, write their report based on the footage, refresh their memory from it. One allegation of more than,
sure,
wouldn't even cover this cost. Someone makes an allegation and we have to call Primex and get them involved in attorney fees, and it's going through the roof, you know?
So, Mike, what you propose right here, this is either a 3 or 5 year lease?
I'm proposing we buy it, Boyd, for that price of 23.
Oh, I see.
Okay. We buy it outright, so we're not paying the interest.
I see. All right, so you have three options here. You can buy it or lease it. Right? And lease it for 3 years or 5 years. Okay.
I say we buy it. The other thing that's not added is $1,560 for the software fees. That we would have to add to that
25,000. Right. Well, over 25.
We did check with a couple other competitors, by the way, just for the record, that another company was 38,000 and another company was pushing 90, mid-90s.
So there's an annual fee for archiving all this information.
That's
too.
What I was
this
would, say, storage.
Well, this would include a server here. This wouldn't be the cloud. This would be a server where we archive it. We would follow the state law. There's laws on this. We'd be writing a policy to bring in front of you guys when we implement the program. Because there's a lot of criteria, how long you can keep certain things, if it's a complaint against an officer, if it's a criminal investigation, if it's an internal affairs. It's all spelled out in state RSA now. So we got to follow those guidelines. And that's the cheapest way, is to have an in-house server.
Okay.
If we're talking the cloud, we're talking way more money.
Okay.
And we wanted to also get cameras in the cruisers at some point, and I figured, you know what, let's start with the body-worn cameras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look for grant money. There's a state fund that they're trying to create. It hasn't up there in Concord for cameras and whatnot. There's no money in it. And we put in for a grant that may offset this, if up to $20,000 if we get approved from this grant.
Is there somebody working on that?
As far as the grants put in, we're waiting to hear back from them.
I see.
It's a federal grant.
Okay.
And we checked in we can buy this now and still receive the money. We're eligible if we're awarded that grant.
It'd be it's just matching like
the federal
funds,
government to say you've already spent the money, you'll get a grant.
Well, highway safety is opposite. You can't
yeah.
buy a laptop or something and then say, hey, we
tried. Yeah.
But this grant's different.
And is the server, how much is the server? Is that included?
That's included in this price.
Okay.
So you're looking for authorization now to encumber about $25,000?
Correct.
From your budget to buy this Motorola system right here.
It's going to take a couple months to get it implemented. So we have to start on this and use the existing funds, not raising up funds for next year.
What would you need for next year
yeah.
if you're going to buy it this year?
What'd you say?
What would you need for next year if you're going to buy it this year?
There may be something that we're not thinking about either that comes up since it's a new program. There may be something that I don't know, but maybe it comes out of the revolving account if we need a piece of equipment. Now, this person's also throwing in some freebies, some charges and whatnot.
Yeah.
We did a little negotiating with the person, and it's the local, and they're going to help us out with that. So I think we're getting a good deal.
Is there yearly maintenance on this?
What?
Yearly maintenance or with the cameras? Warranty on
it's a warranty for a year.
A year.
Just like our portables that we buy, which is, this product's made by Motorola. We have Motorola radios, our portables. We have Motorola radios in the cruisers. As a matter of fact, I just went to a seminar with Lieutenant Langlois, and the dispatch may be changing over to Motorola Solutions dispatch console over there. And this equipment, including the cameras and the radios, will be linked with GPS and all kinds of new stuff's coming out, technology's evolving. Instead of having mismatched technology, too, you know.
Is there some money, like you say, things might come up that you're not aware of in next year's budget that would handle another whatever, I can't say, $10,000 or $1,000 at that point?
If I needed to get something like that kind of fund, I'd go right for the revolve. I think my budget can handle that, but I would come to the board and see what was in the revolving fund account if I had a situation that arose, like, for that much money, $10,000.
Well, no, I don't know. You know, that's
if it's $1,100 or whatever, and I could just make it come out of the operating budget.
All right. No, I mean, it's anything electronic is
with what we have here, what he's throwing in for the extra charges and whatnot, but this will more than accommodate us.
So the $1,560 would come again next year. That's just
that's going to be an annual minimal. Software yeah. fee, just okay. like with the IMC software that we use now. That.
So you buy everything now that you can afford in your budget, and your budget can do that this year, the 2021 budget. So what are you asking us for now?
$25,000
out of your budget.
Yeah, I just want to,
Okay.
Make sure we're on the same page or whatnot. I didn't want to just order something.
No, I think it's a great insurance policy.
It is. Mm-hmm.
For the, protects our officers. For the officers, right. especially you know, where they don't have any union representatives.
You have people out there that know, wait, how I can get around something, no cameras, I can do, you know, right. I mean, there's people out there that zero in on something like this and say, gee, we can get something, you know, money-wise and what have you from some type of lawsuit or what have you. So
everybody's
I think insurance-wise, liability, it's perfect.
I talked to the Deerfield chief. They don't have body cameras, but they got the Motorola cruiser cameras, which I would like at some point. But like I said, maybe there's funding. We can look at that down the road. If we have a total package of a body camera and a cruiser camera. And he said the amount of complaints and stuff diminished dramatically because someone calls him out.
Exactly.
And that's basically an audio, like it's a cruiser camera. So if you leave that field of vision, the audio still works if they go to a domestic and they go into a house or a store or whatnot.
I see.
So it's still you still have some evidence. You have the recording.
Yeah.
And then you hear the person become irate or whatever, or swear at the officer, and like, wait a minute. Person walks out with their tail between their legs. Mm. Most of the time, when you say you're being recorded, because you have to tell the person, that diffuses. What we're trying to do anyhow, diffuse the situation, not escalate it.
Yeah.
You tell them they're being recorded and stuff when you approach them. Their demeanor changes. Mm.
No, I'll move to authorize you to spend $25,000 for body cameras for the horse.
It's $25,410.
$25,410. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Or up to $25,000 or something like that. Yeah.
Well, that's $25,410.
Sorry.
And you find it in your budget.
Correct.
Okay.
You see his budget. Perfect. I'll second that.
Yeah.
Russ.
All in favor?
Boyd.
And Sue.
And okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
And one other thing, good thing.
All right, don't get on a roll here, Mike.
You guys, we're running out of money.
Yeah.
I know, and the next thing you're not going to want to hear this, but I just wanted to let the board know, I mentioned it to Brian the other day, but we are doing a background on a part-time candidate.
No.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
That is good.
Finally found someone that...
You think would work.
Yeah.
Correct.
So...
Good.
That's great.
We'll see how that goes.
They're coming from Oregon all the way over to
Negative.
They're coming from the fire department. They're switching over.
No, it's perfect. That's great.
Yeah.
Finding
anybody
that help is
this person, if hired,
yeah.
If we complete the testing, would need to go to the part-time academy, which starts at the end of January. Mm-hmm. I would have to have approval by the board. I'd have to have the paperwork at police standards 12/27. December 27th, so we're still in the middle of the background process. So
okay.
Is there any money for that in next year's budget?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And
now, are you getting any extra camera if you got another part-time person?
We might have to...
Do they have to be individual cameras for each officer, or
over,
your
yeah.
part-time camera? You know, when are you going to have
actually,
two part-time officers?
Share a camera.
Yeah.
The full-time guys keep their cameras. I
right.
know they do that in some neighboring towns. We will have to decide on a part-time. If we only have someone that works once every couple of weeks,
sure.
No use right. tying up
a camera.
The odds of you having two part-time officers on at the same time are going to be pretty slim.
Yeah. Not,
oh,
not
I
usual.
Thought that was... Oh, you don't
well,
use
not,
it?
Not at the same time. They yeah. supplement somebody.
Okay.
Friday nights we could use a part-timer.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't put two on at the same time.
Right. Okay.
Perfect. Okay, good.
Thank you.
As long as he's donating, have him donate another camera. No. Hey.
Give an inch, they take
all right,
a
can we go on to fire?
Yeah, Dean's going to come over later and talk about an ambulance that he wants to buy. But for now, the EMS calls are 29 last month. It's been averaging around 20 a month. And we had 7 fire calls last month.
Oh, that's so, up.
And that, in addition to the regular truck maintenance and training, it looks like they did CPR recertification, and they set up the ambulance service this month. So I nice. Think about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had our first call we responded to, and apparently it's going well. I went in there the other day, and there were... 2 people there waiting for the phone to ring, and yeah, they have an ambulance that's functional that we're going to get rid of at the end of this month. Stuart wants it back, and then Dean's already found another used ambulance that came out of Hampton Fire Department. So yeah, this is a big day for Candia.
Yeah, no, that just brought up a good point too. I'm not wanted to add something that Lieutenant Langlois went on a med call recently over at the pizza shop and potentially saved a infant that was choking.
Jeez.
And Rick hit the kid's back and did some maneuvering or whatever, and the kid started crying. There was no sound coming from the kid, so Rick got there before anybody. So I just wanted to commend
wonderful.
Rick for you know, doing that extra.
Well, he didn't have much time to get there, did he? If the kid was choking, he
yeah.
didn't have much time to
no,
respond.
No, he got there fast.
Yep.
And,
That's
but no, it's
serious.
Great to have the fire service available. My guys have noticed it's a quick response. It's better for the citizens to have this service in town here.
Mm.
So kudos to the fire department for you know doing what they needed to do to get
sure.
that medical service available in a timely manner.
Yeah.
You know, the other advantage of that is those guys that can man the ambulance are also qualified to take the fire truck out if we have a fire call.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, that's a big deal in Candia.
Just having that event, yes.
Okay, you think about it.
Minutes, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, this is a big day for Candia.
They gave me a tour of that ambulance, the other one that you saw, the smaller one. The other day I was over there and I got a little tour of it. It was set up pretty well, you know.
I thought we were able to renew that contract.
They want it back.
They want it back.
Well, I don't think they got the money. I think towns are tightening up on their budgets, and I don't think they got the money for the new one they were expecting.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
No,
I don't know. You'll have to ask Dean.
No, because that was part of it. That,
yeah.
You know, subject to.
Yeah.
To.
Yeah.
them not needing it.
All right, any other questions about fire? Save them for Dean. Let's move on to the building department.
So, November, our permit volume is down slightly from last year, but that's because, you know, we wrapped up Candy Crossing, we did the last COs up there. I think I just have to finish the clubhouse. And it's been inspected, and you gotta keep process it. So, but they keep coming in pretty steadily as far as other permits, boiler replacements, propane tanks, ROPS, just about, you know, additions, just, so revenue is right there, holding steady with what we did for last year, it was like 5,000, and we're $4,200, so.
Was it December that the rates for permits had the increase?
Yeah, just by the first of the year, January, we had committed January 1st.
Okay.
So the year-to-date revenue is over $100,000, it's $108,332. That helps supplement the taxpayers for our budget. That's, you know, I don't know, can't foresee next year, but it's, I mean, a lot of people, I'm getting a lot of interest in a lot more construction. Doesn't seem like it's gonna stop. So that's a good sign that even though the economy may be looking like the people are very confident in moving forward with their projects. On the violation summary, this week we have a court hearing for Severin this week, and we're gonna move him out of the court system and having to pay for an attorney. He's very, very much cooperative. If you've been by there, saw the barrels, the stuff, it's sorted out everything. He's been cleaning out the garage. He's been throwing stuff away. He's definitely, you know, come around. And the reason, a lot of the reason for that is that he's the type of person when you instigate him and you say, you have to do this and we're going to find you and you're going to push, he pushes back. He's against the man, you know, that doesn't like that authority. So we pulled the authority off of him, and I've got a good relationship with him, and he's gone and turned around and cleaned everything, and he's been very good about, you know. So we're going to go to court, and we're going to release him from that. We can always go back. It's not, you know, we release the attorney. We don't have to pay attorney's fees and keep wasting, you know, that, and he'll work with me. I respect him, and he respects me, so I'm no doubt that we're going to be able to work it out.
Right.
You know.
Speak softly and carry a big stick.
Yeah, just, you know.
And the court scares him, I think, a little bit.
Well, when we finally took him to court. I think you're getting communications is so important than anything else.
Yeah. It just, you know, just understanding. We understand each other, mm-hmm. and that's you know, and it's a mutual thing, and he's... You know, some of these other ones, I'll be able to focus on them. I know I should be able to, well, Bowie's is, those tiny houses have been gone. We've been looking at the property now for 4 or 5 months now since I don't see any activity over there. We could move him to code watch, violation watch, if he ever comes back and tries to do it again. So that would be nice.
Kevin, Marcia says she can see the lights through the trees.
Yeah,
She said it's not the houses. She said it's not the houses. She can see the lights.
Yeah,
way in the back.
Yeah, the garage has a light on in it. I've been over there. I went onto the neighbor's property. We have a permit for new construction, so legally I can go from that property and observe. There's no activity at night over there. The light's on in the back garage area, and it's a light that comes on by a sensor. And there's nobody living there. I guarantee I can see clearly there's nobody living there. So if anything is going on, it's in the house. I don't know. I've never been in his house. I don't know if what he's got in there for apartments, illegal stuff, anything. People live there. I don't know. But I just, other than that, I don't see any tiny houses activity.
I know they just boxed in the front entrance to the that building over by the property that you're... have been inspecting. Like, they use box trailers to box that all in. It's kind of weird, but...
Yeah, was something recently then.
Yeah, in the past, like last week.
Huh, so...
That's...
But I'm gonna keep an eye out. I go there in the evening when it's dark, or if I'm here for a meeting, I'll swing by just to kind of see if I can see any activity, and there's no, I don't see anything other than if there is activity, they're doing a damn good job of hiding.
It's like underground railroad.
Hogan's Heroes over there, you know, some kind of tunnel system. But I really, honestly, I have to see something and catch it to be able to act on.
Yep.
They could be so tiny you can't see them. Oh,
yeah. I respect what you're saying, and I really have been. And you and I went there and looked around, yeah. And I can't see from a legal where I can go. And you know, I was asked by the attorney to schedule with them to go out and do a sidewalk inspection, and they seem to be avoiding that for some reason. That could be a red flag, but you know.
So why would we release him?
Yeah. Well,
why would we release him if there might be red flags?
I just put him on watch. Not a violation, open violation. But on a watch, we're going to keep an eye on him and make sure that he doesn't continues to comply.
Well, why don't you do the walkthrough?
Find something else from him.
Why don't you do the walkthrough and then decide if you should release him?
Yeah, that could be, you know, a court thing. We're really going to have to go to court and get a subpoena to get in there. I don't know. He's not cooperating with that, so I can discuss with the attorney and see what we have to do to implement that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't reward not cooperating
myself. They may want us to have a warrant or some type of something.
Administrative warrant.
Yeah, administrative warrant to deal with. He may, his attorney and him, how he is, you know, that's the only way we're going to get in there, and that could cost us a little bit. But if I don't, you know, I'm trying to.
But I tell him you're not going to release this until you.
Yeah.
Can be assured that they're not there, and the only way to do that is get a walkthrough.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think, I mean, to me that makes sense.
I can do that too as well. It's not, you know,
it does. Yep.
I wasn't gonna release by 100%, just put them on a watch, you know, at this point.
Which you've been doing right now anyway.
Yeah, we're keeping an eye on it anyway. So we'll hold on to that. I'll look into it some more, and we'll come back, get back to the board with some answers. How we're gonna.
And how are we doing?
Any questions?
How are we doing on Main Street by the pond?
Main Street by, oh yeah, he's supposed to be moving.
I hate to use names.
Yeah, I know. He's been, it appears like he's hauled some wrecks out of there. There was another wreck that was there the other day on a trailer that pulled in, and I went by and it wasn't there. So I don't know what he's doing. I'm going to have to stop in and kind of talk to him now and see. What's going on, I guess, and kind of get an update. Elaine hasn't really updated me. I've asked her a couple times, but she's...
She's supposed to be selling that property.
Right, he's been asked to leave her.
So where does that stand?
Yeah, I don't have an answer from her or him, so...
Time to get one.
Yeah, so I'll definitely be on top of that as well on my checklist here.
Are there two others? Who am I forgetting?
It was a Bruce Nelson. I don't know that
Nelson.
One. And then, of course, 23 Blevins Drive. That's, oh my God, I don't even know where to begin for that. It's just it's all those bodies out there, those truck bodies.
Oh, truck bodies. We might have had a different violation going on here.
Yeah,
yeah, don't go there.
So what's happening to that with that?
You guys had done stuff with that before I came on, and I... And about purchase, doing something with the property, talking to the Blevins family.
Oh, you're talking about, no, that's a different property.
Or,
this is across
this is
the street
across
from Blevins.
Street, right above the...
He's another one I've talked to a couple times, but he hasn't really given me straight answers. Right. I'm going to have to go and see what, you know...
What about Bruce Nelson on Raymond Road?
Yeah, Bruce Nelson, I haven't been involved in anything on that, so I'm going to need to get up to speed. Somebody's going to have to come and...
I'll show you where.
Show me what's going on.
It's not hard to find, either.
Yeah.
Is that the one across from Forest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come see me, and I'll give you some history on it, too.
Well, yeah.
Maybe take the police with you.
Yeah, that would be a good project for you.
Next year you'll have cameras.
This would be the second time around for him, too.
Well, this is my job, and I'll do it to my.
No. Okay.
What I'd like to have is just if we can have a monthly update on these violations or any others that have been mentioned, because people keep calling, and I'll say you're calling the wrong person, so.
I agree.
When they have different concerns, I've told them to call the office, and I think some have that aren't listed that aren't these five, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But if we're gonna pay money to take some of these people to court, I still think we need to enforce or have the courts enforce what they told, directed them to do. Or it doesn't mean anything.
It's a waste of money, you know.
On both parties.
Let me need to follow up. All right, so some of these.
Thank you, that would be great.
Any other questions?
Nope.
All right, solid waste.
You've got the tonnage in front of you, which is,
Close up.
28 tons, this compared to 18 tons last, November. The biggest thing, I think, we had the two employees that were sick, and that place operated half-staff, and, did a real good job, keeping that center open for these, the year and a half that this virus has been around, and, so what I'm saying is it's just the tonnage is comparable to, and aluminum cans, aluminum now is being, it's gone up in price, you know, for salvage.
Yep.
So, because if you hear shortage, if we could get some cream cheese, maybe we can even make better money. But, so I don't have, he Chuck didn't have the year-to-date comparison, which you see on it. All of that revenue sometimes comes in after from waste management and what have you.
Right.
So, the, and, you know, the evacuation of the Freon, that goes on all the time. And that seems like a funny reason, the tonnage on the light iron just keeps building all the time. So, otherwise, it's been good. We've got some good employees down there.
For sure. Yeah. Any other questions? Any questions at all? Nope. Let's move on to budget.
I'll talk a little bit more about that when we get under the old business, but we had a meeting the other day. They have, budget committee has decreased both the schools and the town's budget. I'm trying to think. The school did come back. They are going to put their full 2.3 something million for the school thing that they weren't, we didn't think they were going to do, but they decided, they voted, they had a meeting right before our budget committee meeting and decided to put it back in, so.
In the budget, not a warrant article.
It's a warrant article.
It's a warrant article, okay.
I hope they're able to explain the reasons why, because it does make sense with rates being low right now and everything. It makes sense to do it now.
To get a bond, right.
Right. So.
Because I asked her about that, and it's 3.16. I thought it would be a little bit lower, but, and it was for 15 years. It was going to add almost about 200,000, 196, I think it was, and change 1,000 a year to the taxes. So that was about.
From what I read.
About 40 cents a thousand.
A lot of energy saving things.
Yes. So
that'll help pay, you know,
right
down the road type of thing too. Like we did with the streetlights and
yeah.
And the recycling center.
Yeah.
You save 25%
yeah.
You know, in electricity. So
the well, and I guess I might as well finish. They did take off the 300,000 that they were gonna put back into their capital reserve fund. They have a school capital reserve fund that was just at zero or just about.
Yeah.
They took that off and want the 2.2 or whatever it is million instead. And the biggest concern, again, you can all listen to the tapes for the budget committee and hear it for yourself, was where the enrollment is down again. And so there was some question as to how much money are we going to keep putting into a building, or should we tuition some of the kids out, or, you know, just different things like that. So, again, you can all listen to the tape for that. But, and they did cut our budget. And the email that we got about the increases, they weren't happy, well, you were there, they weren't happy about that either. So, we'll talk about that, I guess, when we go under budget. I don't know, is that when you have...
I'd rather Brian be here to discuss that, and we can discuss it, so...
Me too. I like that idea.
Yeah, because I don't have the exact things that they cut out or anything with me, so that'll...
Is there anything else for department reports? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. New business. We're going to put the warrant article for the land purchase.
The land purchase, yes. We're going to... Brian wants to be here for that. There is a warrant article in there for you to review. It did go to town council. So.
It went to Cal's house?
It did, yes.
It did. Okay,
so this is the one that should be worded.
Which one is that?
It's it'd be this one. The other one is this one.
Yeah.
So that's for the recycling center, this one.
So it's right. 644
total.
644.
Not 400. Well, the purchase, the land is 400. And then the engineering fees is the additional.
But I thought didn't we approve 50,000 for the engineering and architectural fees already?
No, not, it was, we pulled some money out to...
Or was it 39,000? I think it was almost...
30 somewhere in that area. But what I'm saying is that was for some work that's been done.
Right.
And then this will be for doing plans. But I'll let Brian...
Okay, we'll let him address it.
And there's a breakdown of...
Right.
There's a break.
So this will this go to the budget committee? Because we don't meet again until January
12th. Right, when you review the warrant articles, that will be part of the...
Because we did them all, except we didn't have that.
Right, available. No, this one was just, yeah.
So...
No, you review them in January, no?
We've done everything.
Okay.
Except this wasn't in, and the recycling center wasn't
in. So you'll have those two.
Okay,
in,
so
any,
we'll meet
petitions.
On the 10th. The selectmen will meet on the 10th.
Okay.
So we're going to have to vote on this.
After that, because the petitions are due on the 11th.
Right,
so.
And then the budget committee meets on the 12th. So
okay.
We're going to have to...
Yep, move. So you'll have them.
So he wants to wait on all of this, or...?
Well, we can go over the warrant article for the recycling center.
Okay.
Right. This is for capital reserve fund for the recycling center. What has happened, I mentioned in the last meeting... I'll call it the burn pits. They're disintegrating. It's been there for 13 years. Heat has destroyed them, and we need to look at replacing them. We had a tentative estimate on there for around $50,000 to basically improve that site area. If you're taking the blocks out, we've got to turn around and just surface it, make it smooth. People are going into areas now. Sometimes when it rains, it's a foot deep in water because of that you've been dug out.
Yeah.
But its biggest thing is the concrete blocks, and those are heavy blocks. We don't have any equipment to do it, so that's going to be part of it being trucked in. I don't have, so that's, it's a major situation. If you're going to do it, you got to do both pits at least at the same time. We also have the, where you put the leaves, and Jeff has worked on that, but these are areas there that's not, hasn't been taken, I shouldn't say taken care of, but just the amount of use that you have.
It's lasted a long time.
Yes. The other end of it, it was a quick way of, do we do a concrete block? Once we have this money in here, we can turn around and say, wait, no concrete block. This is, maybe something's better than that. But it lasted 13 years. So, and we'll use some of those blocks that are good to put alongside the area that's where it drops off.
Yep.
You know, for safety at that point. But when you've got... two vehicles that we own that they're short wheelbase, and when it's unlevel, it's it's not like a car or a truck that it can short wheelbase. So it's just.
So do you want a motion for $30,000 to establish?
$30,000, yes.
In this warrant article.
And this is a warrant article
This is an ongoing thing, too.
It's an ongoing, yes, because...
You're just starting with 30 because of the financial situation, okay.
Right.
You want a motion, or you want to make it?
Like, I just was going to, I got this other thing for you, Boyd. The pieces of equipment that we have down there that we own are basically two, one's a 520, one's a skid steer, and then we have a horizontal baler, and then we have trash compactors, two of those. So...
Do you have an aggregate value for all that stuff?
I got value, well...
And how long it lasts?
Well...
And so that's how you come up with your capital reserve fund?
No, no, I know. What I'm saying is, you're talking that skid steer was $63,000, the horizontal baler was $80,000. Trash compactors were $22,000 each, that's $44,000. And the new facility was $1,500,000.
Well, you don't need to replace...
No, 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 I know that, but what I'm saying is, I think we were all thinking that's all new, but now after 13 years...
$187,000, and it's good for 10 years?
Well...
It's one of those...
We'll see.
So that's 18...
You'll see.
That would be $18,700 a year that you should put in that capital reserve fund.
Well, we got to get caught up on that.
I was going to say, I will support the 30 to establish it.
Right.
Right, right.
So that's what we're doing today.
That's the thing that has to, if we shut down that burn pile, your people would be very upset. I don't, so it's something that has to be addressed. And I think mentally, when I came on board too, oh, this is all new facility and what have you, and there's wear and tear that happens. So I move to propose this warrant article for the capital reserve fund for $30,000. And this is, Boyd, you copied this, I think, from...
2016.
Right, so what I'm saying is that's...
It's already been, this format's already been approved by our lawyer, so we're coming in on that one, so...
Right.
You might want to send it to him anyhow.
Yeah, I think we send them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what this is at that point.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Russ.
Yeah, Boyd.
Pat.
Thank you.
So this will go up to Mike Courtney for review?
Sure, yep.
All right.
And you're going to table the one on the land purchase?
Yes.
For the safety facility?
Yep.
Yes, for Brian to be here.
We're all set with the budget review, we've already gone over that.
Can I just ask one thing? And I asked before, I think, and this is the time we have to do it, that we should have some separate lines or sub things under legal.
Okay.
Like, well, I think some of the ideas was keep the legal line, but then you could have, you know, code enforcement, build it, you know.
Okay.
Just two or three. I've already talked with Donna about it, just to keep an eye, because, yeah, just to keep a better eye on that. I think also we should remove Dave's name on that line. He's not doing overtime. He's not doing the overtime. Dave Murray.
Murray, oh, okay.
He's on that.
The part-time line?
Oh, he's part-time, okay.
No, he's on the, oh, he said, it says overtime. Well, no, he only comes in, I think, to replace Kevin. He only comes in to replace you when you're on vacation, correct?
So remove overtime, part-time.
It says his name.
Dave Murray, oh, okay. All right.
And then...
Sublines for, okay, the legal.
One other thing.
Do you want the sub, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
That's okay.
Sublines in the, on the budget, so there'll be like code enforcement or just...
Right, I think one was code enforcement, building something, so that's one.
Okay, so within the budget.
And then the other one, yeah, it's just like two lines underneath it to be a little bit more specific.
Specific, okay.
So people know where their money's going.
Yep.
And the last thing is, do we have a warrant article that added the wording to the capital reserve fund about matching grant requirements? Because I'm, and I'm thinking about Mike here too. Remember, we were going to add that? We talked about that the last meeting, to do a warrant article and ask the voters to just add the wording. The way the capital reserve is worded right now, it's just for structures and whatever. We don't have it. We want to include matching grant requirements, remember? Because you said we're going to do this.
Gee, I don't recall that now.
That's okay.
Okay.
It was just at the last meeting, so if you want to talk later or whatever, we can maybe work up some wording.
All
So that way, if for example, we get the body cameras, or he needs 20,000 for something for a matching grant, because the two that are up for the fire department, I think, are over 22,000, and we don't have a resource for that.
Okay.
All right.
So I think if we can,
okay.
Yeah, and we can talk to Brian, or wait till Brian's here, but if we could get the wording maybe done so we could move along on that. Okay.
Is there anything else for the budget review?
Well, we're going to table the main discussion, right? Yeah.
Correct. Under other business, we've got the town report dedication.
It would be my honor to nominate Dennis Lewis, to whom to dedicate the town report in 2021.
Ooh. I'll second that.
Well, there's another, oh no, this is something different. Yeah,
yeah.
I agree. I'll third it.
Yep.
All in favor?
Russ.
Yeah, so, Boyd.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Sorry, I got this mixed up.
Pulling you here.
Yes, I was thinking, all right, wait a minute here. Are we talking about that or not yet?
That would go into the same thing.
Would you like me to read this, Russ?
No, you don't have to.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You will still do the budget money.
Yeah, there you go. You'll have
no,
to read.
Not the budget money.
Whoa.
The payroll.
I think I'm gonna defer that to Boyd.
All right. I'm employee of the year. I'd like to nominate Nick Broadwater for that position. He's a person over at Recycling Center. We get people stating how helpful he is, and in the last week, 10 days really made a difference. And he can make bales, he can take care of customers, he can, he's well-rounded. I mean, he's got all the certificates and what have you, but the people really appreciate his thoughtfulness when he's doing it, and we as a town finding an employee that's willing to work hard and not, I don't mean there's a lot of employees here in town that we can be very, very thankful for, but with Nick, I mean, you're talking inclement weather, which is down there and all extremes that there are. So I'm looking to nominate him for Employee of the Year, and there's a letter here from Chuck we can have into the minutes, if you'd like to that.
I'll second that.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
And Pat.
Thank you. Can that be attached with for future?
Yeah, we'll make sure it gets in the packet.
The reimbursement of the 2BA case number 21-010.
Can I explain that for you?
Yes, please.
The zoning board had an application for an accessory use dwelling from the lady over on Diamond Hill Road. We accepted it, we had a hearing, and we determined at the hearing that she already had an accessory use dwelling in her house, and she was grandfathered. She was therefore not required to make application. And so because it was our mistake by requiring her to make the application, we're recommending that we refund her the fee that she had to pay for the notice and the application in the amount of $274.98.
Is that a motion?
I think it's only fair.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, that's my motion.
I'll second that.
I mean, it sounds very reasonable and straightforward at this
exactly.
point.
Yeah.
No discussion.
And I'd like to credit Lisa for figuring all this out. Okay, she's the one who got a legal opinion to determine that, hey, this was a mistake, and what we should be doing. So anyhow, that's...
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Pat. And board to authorize the payment of payroll and accounts payable. Boyd, would you like to read that?
Sure. Payroll for the week ending December 2nd was $34,461.41. December 9th was $21,882.76. The 16th which is coming up, $69,796.54. Payables for the 3-week period beginning December 2nd, $664,838.58. December 9th, it was $505,560.65. And December 16th was $60,821.76 for a combined total of payables and payroll for the 3-week period, $1,357,317.70. I move the disbursements be authorized as read.
I'll second that, and I would like to make a school payment and annual county tax is what are in that manifest.
Yep.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Pat.
I had to wait.
We are moving right along tonight.
All right.
Patrick, aren't we? Good job.
I got an overdrive here. So looking forward to the calendar.
Hey, we got one more
thing. We got one more thing.
Dean, you want to talk about the ambulance?
We were
just talking about it. That's why I'm late. So, So the ambulance, just so you all know, is pushing forward really well. As you all know, I think we have a loaner ambulance from Stewart's ambulance for 3 months for $1. They said we'd be able to renew that, but now we can't because they need it back. I think their workload is pretty heavy now, so they're going to put it back in service. A month and a half ago, 2 months ago, we found an ambulance in Maine, used ambulance. We brought it down, we looked at it, it had some issues. We sent it back to them to fix the problems. They fixed them. It's back now. It's a Hampton ambulance. Hampton traded it in to the company in Maine who built them a new ambulance. It has 60,000 miles on it. It's a 2014. We looked it all over. It's pretty clean. And looking at what's out there, it's a pretty good deal. So they want $25,000 for it. We have that in our capital reserve. So we'd like to request the selectmen okay, because you are the agents of that capital reserve, I believe, that we would be able to spend $25,000 and buy that ambulance. So out of our capital reserve.
You want a motion?
Yes.
I move we authorize the withdrawal of $25,000 from the Fire Department Fire Apparatus Capital Reserve Fund for the purpose of purchasing the ambulance that Dean just described.
I'm not going to second, so somebody else.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Any discussion?
Just Dean, on servicing that, who can service it? Locally, or do we get?
Yeah, it's.
No, I'm not.
I think it's a. It's probably a 450. It's a Ford. I guess it would be a 450. Yeah, the same people who are working on our other equipment now, doing the service on it. It's not. It's nothing. It's not like a big fire truck or anything. Right. It's just a.
Will this go into service January 1 or in December?
As soon as we can, actually.
Okay.
So,
do you have to get it certified?
What's that?
You have to get it certified yet? Or?
Yes, we do. We have to take it to Concord and have them look at it and certify it because it has to pass a whole bunch of different things. And then we're going to need to do a little driver training on it. They're not just throw people in it right away, because don't forget, when you drive that, you've got people in the back. It's a little different than, you know, so you've got to learn how to drive it. And, you know, coming into bad weather, there's a learning curve there. So,
yeah.
But we anticipate... We're really fortunate that quite a few of our members run ambulances. They work ambulances, so they're teaching the other people about it. And so, just so you know, I think we've transported either 6 or 7 times now. One good thing is Brewster Ambulance is helping us out a little bit, so all our mutual aid partners are still helping us. So we've kind of it's all working pretty well, and. We're trying, so hopefully.
Going to take a vote on
it's a major thing for this town.
It is. It's a big step. Yeah. It's a huge step, and Most of the people I talk to, the citizens and everything, we just sold trees and we were trying to talk to people about it and explain. They seem to be pretty upbeat about it. It's amazing how many people really don't know how it all works. They just know that when they call 911, someone's going to come. They don't know any of the background of it, and so it's been pretty neat to tell people how it's all going to work. Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other discussion?
Russ in favor.
All in favor.
Boyd in favor.
Pat in favor.
Thank you.
What's up?
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Ronnie and Tom came in. We're not going to be discussing that tonight because Brian's not here. Is that what you were here for?
No. No. No?
No? No. Okay. So. Okay. I'm sorry.
I think.
We'll find out. All right. So the calendar, we're looking at town offices closed on Christmas Eve, which is Friday, December 24th. Next Board of Selectmen's meeting will be on Monday, December 27th at 7 p.m. And town offices closed on New Year's Eve, Friday, December 31st. Any public input?
Oh.
Nice. Yes. I'm Patrick. You have set a record.
When's the next meeting?
December 27th.
Oh, and I was going to ask if we can do encumbrances that day so we don't have to do an extra meeting. Yeah. Is that okay?
On the 27th?
On the 27th. Good. And Donna will send out a notice to all the department heads. Perfect.
That was the same day that if we finished that background, the paperwork would need to be at the police academy.
Oh.
That's a deadline for the paperwork, so I don't know how I can...
We can have a special
so
meeting.
If, I mean, we can always have something in the office if need be. Can we do that?
Yeah,
sign off on something?
If
we can get it
three of you, and I think you can call each of you separately.
Yeah.
And do it too.
Yeah,
sometimes
get it done.
We'll come
we can
here.
Get that part-time person.
Right,
we'll get it done.
I saw
it.
When you said the 27th, I knew that the next meeting was coming up then, so I thought that'd be a little bit of crunch to submit it after a meeting. So I'm sure we'll be able to figure something out.
All right.
It's pretty important.
Thank you.
And I think we can adjourn this meeting.
I'll move into executive session.
Non-public?
Public, I mean non-public.
We're going to move out of public and into non-public.
Right.
Great. I'll second that.
Motion all in favor?
Sue.
Yeah.
Boyd.
Pat. What's the RSA number that needs to be read for that?
91A32C.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.